Well, it's coming to a close, but still we can reflect back on how much we love this time of year, even in the chill of the morning. Christmas carols merrily crooning in the air, festive lights twinkling in the windows, ribbons and wrappings and visitings and gatherings with delicious sweet treats shared over memorable conversations. The joy of Christmas made known to us in God's incarnation. The Christ child born among us once again is here, bringing us the good news of God's love. We can't help but rejoice and give thanks. In Luke's gospel, with a galaxy of stars blazing in the night sky and a host of angels heralding in the good news of God among us as the tiny Christ child, the shepherds are full of joy as they visit the tiny baby. No wonder we so love to tell this story to children and with children. The story is full of anticipation and joy, painting vividly sensational pictures of God's glory. In Matthew's gospel, however, the writer might very well be telling the birth narrative as a story for adult audiences only. There's a lot of adult narrative to consider. Joseph is thinking about ditching Mary before an angel tells him she will bear the Son of God. Mary becomes pregnant out of wedlock and now faces serious humiliation. Mary gives birth to the newborn king of the world, but Jesus is born under austere circumstances, hardly fit for a king, rather more fit for a pauper. In fact, initially, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they're homeless. King Herod, threatened by the idea of being usurped by a king of righteousness and justice, and consumed with the idea that his power remain intact, harbors fear and conspires to do the newborn babe harm. Lawyers and scholars come to advise and put Herod in an even more precarious position as they prophesy God's words from the prophet Micah about the birth of Jesus, as God says, "Out of thee shall go before me the Messiah to exercise lordship over Israel." Herod's appetite for power will not be weakened. More threatened than ever, Herod summons wise men, deceiving them as he sends them to go and search for the child to whom he has no intention of paying homage. It's the stuff of R-rated adult version movies for certain. And yet, in the harsh reality of this adults-only story, God births the promise of hope. For our light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon us. The star placed by God in the midnight sky beckons the wise men to go searching. Because when there is unrest, question, doubt, often we go, don't we, searching. We look for answers and seek solutions. We hunt to know peace where there is trouble and turmoil. Or as one wise commentator writes, these wise men are about the lofty business of the soul. Their searching is but a confession of need. So in this story for adults, where darkness and worry encroach, all is overcome by God's brightness placed in the night sky as a star leads the searching souls, where rejoicing they fall down and worship God, our King. The story, so full of praise and glorifying, masks the fear. Cunning King Herod, disquieted by the idea of a new king who comes with the greater power of God's love, grace, and mercy, is more vulnerable than ever as he senses his position weakening. We all know that people with power often fall into the trap of hungering for more power. But Herod has never really lived up to the honor of his position. His reign is littered with greed and oppression and selfishness. Herod fails to honor his position according to the Judaic law. As supreme ruler, Judaic law states kingly power comes only from God. God teaches the use of power as he commissions Abraham, the patriarch of all God's people. Abraham is blessed to be a blessing, a man who comes to serve rather than to be served. Herod hasn't grasped this concept of sacrifice and giving. But there's more to the darkness hovering in this story. It seems that all of Jerusalem is troubled by the news of a new king among them. Why would all of Jerusalem be troubled as well? Because change is in the air with the birth of Jesus Christ. Change. The change of turning to a life of Christ can truly be fearful, not just for some, but for all. Matthew's gospel ends as it begins, clouded in fear, but with hope, rising to conquer as Jesus, resurrected from the dead, commissions his followers to go and spread the good news. Christ is with us in all times, at all places, for all people. That's our adult story. The story of wise men is what we would call in our tradition the Feast of Epiphany. Epiphany is rooted in the word that means to reveal. These wise men of the age, followers of the stars, these foreigners from the east, God has put them on this journey of seeking to reveal to them and to all in Jesus Christ the answer, the Messiah, God with us, as the truth of God's presence in our lives, not just for some, but for the entire worldwide. The long-awaited Messiah is here to reveal to all love conquers fear. The wise men, having now met their one true king, bow down, bestowing upon the babe gifts of gold symbolizing royalty, frankincense, the fragrance of holiness, and myrrh, a luxurious embalming oil as a sign of the true suffering Christ will bear for us. The Christ child, now revealed in conquering field, sends the wise men home. But this time, they return on a different road, forevermore leaving behind what was for the gift of what now beholds them, the gift of the boundless riches of Christ. Matthew's gospel reveals for us an adult version of the birth narrative with the reality of the fear we live with today. On Thursday of last week, I had the great pleasure, along with others from Epiphany, of witnessing the naturalization of 66 folks taking the oath of citizenship. All broke into smiles and applause filled the room as these new citizens let go of their fear with a sigh of relief, and we all offered prayers of thanksgiving. You know that Northern Virginia rests in the shadow of the worst opioid crisis in the country, Washington, D.C. So as the church in the region of Northern Virginia with the Diocese of Virginia, we will engage in a study and dialogue over these next months to help these victims of opioid addiction. This past week, while among other clergy from various denominations in the Herndon-Reston area, we were asked the question, what are you doing personally for your own self to solve the race relations crisis? Tonight, following the 5:30 Celtic worship, the adult ministry team will continue discussions as to how we, as faithful followers of God in Christ, can bring not some, but all to a place where together we can serve as witnesses to God's glory and dispel hatred and fear manifested in racism. At the same time, this month, The women's Bible study will begin again. All women are invited, especially to the initial session, to share stories of misconduct that have plagued them with fear, and to know that here with Epiphany, we come to a safe place. Darkness may cover the earth, but the brilliant glory of our Lord will appear over us all. As the church, may we now more than ever lift up our eyes and look around, see and be radiant. May our hearts thrill and rejoice. May we in boldness and confidence through faith serve our newborn King with the gifts of justice, righteousness, and peace. Christ is here. This is the story for all to behold. Amen.